episode number 222, Camaro, one of the most accessory-friendly vehicles of the year.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I am not looking forward to this. Oh, yeah, I'm Jason.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
What he's referring to, everyone, is for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about a Jones Soda Special Edition Holiday version they released this year called the Tofurkey and Gravy Edition.
Stop. Just so I can, you know, back this up. In previous years, we tried the Jones Soda Holiday Pack, but it was always something that should be made into a soda.
Yeah.
Blueberry pie. You know, for Halloween, we did candy corn or cotton candy or whatever.
Yeah.
This is not right.
Yeah. And instead of candy cane this year.
Right, candy cane, right, yeah.
We're going to be consuming tofurkey and gravy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we decided we're going to do this first off in the show, before we get into the Camaro news, just so, I don't know, we can enjoy it throughout the show.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. You ever see that TV show Jackass? This is just a lighter version of it.
I guess.
I mean, I got the bottle here, and first of all, this looks like it should. It looks like you put turkey and gravy in a blender and then threw a bunch of it and carbonated it.
Read the back of it.
Here's the back of the label on this Jones Soda. Some people are crazy for turkey around the holidays, other not so much. For those of you with veggie leanings, Jones teamed up with the good folks at Tofurkey to bring you a meatless option. We created this special soda for all you veg heads out there, best served with mashed potatoes and a couple of laughs. We hope you enjoy drinking it as much as we enjoyed making it. Happy holidays from all your friends at Jones and Tofurkey. So this isn't even real turkey, not that I wish it to be.
Yeah.
So it's tofurkey and gravy soda.
Well, you know, it's all for a good cause here.
It is?
Yeah.
How is it a good cause for us?
Because when I purchased this, the proceeds from the purchase go to, I believe it's the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Can't we just leave it at that?
Yeah. You gotta try it.
Okay, fine. You know what? I said I'd do it. I'm going to stick to it. I'm not thrilled about it, but do you want to open it and do the honors?
Yeah,
okay.
Here.
I need a chaser. Okay, all right.
I got to take pictures of this,
too. Oh, you're
going to
take pictures of this, too. And here's the cup.
Just in case you start ralphing all over the place.
I just might, so I'm just going to do it right back into my cup, and then you can drink it. How's it smell?
Oh, dude.
Dude. Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't tried this yet. We never even, you know.
Oh, God. Here, I got to take a picture of this all.
No, I'm not gonna eat that or drink it or whatever the hell we gotta do with it. At least there's no chunks of some sort of artificial. Don't pour so much. I'm not gonna drink all of it. Oh, don't hand it. Okay, I'm gonna smell it here. Hold on. It doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't smell like anything. Maybe
here, I gotta read the cap here.
Oh, do we have to? Can we just get
it? It says you just helped save a child's eyesight. Thank you. Well, there you go.
Well,
okay. I'm gonna put the cap back on. Here.
I guess after reading that, I'm drinking this happily.
Yeah, it's nicely chilled.
Here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
you ready?
Here we go.
Hold on. I gotta get the camera ready here.
No, you don't.
In case you start ralphing. Here, hold on.
Oh, are you gonna video this?
I should.
Let's video it. We'll put it up on Facebook and YouTube. So
okay, let me. All right, switch this to video here.
Okay, this ought to be good.
Yeah. Okay, it's in movie mode now.
Is it going? It's going now.
Okay.
Okay. How come you're
there? Okay. It's recording now.
How come you're recording me and not yourself?
Because I'm holding the camera.
Well, there you go. There. Okay. Okay. In the name of charity, we're going to drink Tofurkey and Gravy Jones Soda.
Right.
Here's the goodwill.
Okay. Well, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's sweet tasting. It's like, I was expecting instant regurgitation. I mean, look at the color of this. It looks
like diarrhea.
Like, yeah. It looks like turkey and gravy, you know. But what we weren't counting on is that they transformed that flavor into a sweet soda. I was just expecting pretty much pureed tofurkey and gravy carbonated. I'll try it again.
I slammed.
Yeah, that was enough. No, hell no. What the hell's wrong with you? Look, I've drank enough crappy liquors in my life.
Yeah.
How many of these bottles do we have?
There's one left.
There's one left?
There's one left.
Let's give it away.
Yeah?
Whoever wants it, call in and tell us.
Yeah, we'll ship it to you.
We'll ship it to you, and then you can call our hotline, and you can drink it, but you have to drink it.
Oh, yeah.
And call in and tell us what you think of it. Mm. Hey, thanks to Jones Soda for doing this charity thing.
Yep.
I'm never going to drink this again.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I'm not throwing up.
No, neither am I.
No, I'm still drinking my Propel Chaser, though.
Yeah. Okay, let's get on with the show.
Let's get on with the Camaro stuff. Here we go.
Okay.
Look, here's a rundown here. Yeah. Well, the title of the show is the 2010 Camaro is one of the most accessory-friendly vehicles of the year, according to SEMA. We're going to talk a little bit about Synergy Green and some shakeups at GM and some other charity things and a couple voicemails and an email, and I'm going back and forth, and you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
And, let's kick it off.
Yeah.
Well, you want to start off with the stuff going on at GM?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this week. Oh, boy. Sounds like Mr. Fritz Henderson was asked to step down from GM, and in place, Ed Whitaker was put in as interim CEO and chairman of the board, and looks like they are going to do a worldwide search for a new CEO, probably going outside of the norm here to pick up a new CEO. Very interesting. A lot of management shakeups, too. A lot of people moved into different positions. And one good thing is Lutz is back into design.
Our buddy.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to see what we're going to see.
That's one bright shining spot, but I'm a little nervous about everything else.
Yeah, well,
whoever thinks they can step up and take control of this.
The third CEO this year. Doesn't look good for the management there.
Mm-hmm. But all I can say is whoever's looking to step up and take control of this funny car, no pun intended.
Yeah.
They better know how to drive.
That's right.
I like that. That's good. I should
bring back the Z28.
I should. Well, you know, since we're talking about it, CarCraft has allegedly posted what could be or what the Z28 engine might look like if they were to make it or you know, whatever. Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, a supercharged engine. If that's the case, I've got a Z28 engine in my 2010 Camaro SS.
Yep.
Wow, I'm badass.
Yeah. So you have the SSRS Z28 package on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. It ain't Synergy Green, though.
No. Speaking of which, there were some updates in the forum from, who was that who posted it? Camaro, what's his name?
He's a
dealership.
Oh, Camaro Scotty.
Camaro Scotty.
Yeah.
It sounds like when they bring out Synergy Green, it's only going to be available in the 1LT version.
In other words, the V6.
The V6 car. No RS package either. Interesting how they're doing that. I'll probably just start off for a couple months like that, I'm guessing.
You never know. I guess it's okay to let the cat out of the bag now. We knew about this a long time ago. We didn't know it was going to be V6 only, but we were told at the time that it was going to be a limited window. You know, it's not going to be a permanent color.
It's trying to emphasize the V6 sales with this. So, January 14th is the first chance to order it under regular allocation. In other news, the High Wing spoiler is canceled for 2010. We heard about that at the SEMA show.
Yep.
They came out with a new one.
Yep.
Hurst will be available over the counter before factory ordering begins. Any more greens planned? Maybe. Heads up display? We've been talking about this for how long?
I don't know.
Maybe. Black and DE edition had good responses? Maybe.
What is DE?
Is that the Camaro Dusk?
God, I hope so, because I liked it.
DE Dusk. Dusk Edition?
Yeah, could be.
Maybe.
Could be, yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you very much, Camaro Scotty.
As always.
Mm-hmm. I really want to know what people, our listeners, think about the Synergy Green being only V6 non-RS available.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Do you like the color? Do you not like the color? Does this change your plans? Does it, you know, where do you stand on the whole, you know, how does it affect you? How doesn't it affect you? We'll give the number to call in a little bit. Well,
oh, why did I do that?
Oh, you just drank the Tofurky! Yeah!
I wasn't thinking.
That's right, idiot. That's why I moved mine over here.
No.
Did you? How much did you get in?
Just a little bit, because I slammed it.
Oh,
pretty much.
Lucky you, man. Yeah. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was just, I wish you could have seen the look on his face. It was like somebody showing up to the breakfast table with a Halloween mask on. I was like, what the hell?
Well, you got a magazine this week from SEMA. Yeah. Since we're members here, we get their SEMA, magazine. And why don't you go over a little bit while they're saying it? Because there's a big picture of a 2010 Camaro on the cover here.
Four cars total, the 2010 Camaro is on the cover. And the headline is the 2010 SEMA Design Awards, the most accessory-friendly vehicles of the year. And the 2010 Camaro is among them, along with the Ford F-Series Super Duty, the Toyota 4Runner, and the Chevrolet Silverado Hybrid. This is pretty cool. I don't know if there's a PDF version of this magazine online. I think they might offer it. I'll look around for it. But I won't get into all the details because it's quite lengthy, but the bottom line is that the criteria for the most accessory-friendly vehicle awards state that the cars and trucks nominated must be new or significantly redesigned. The 2010 Camaro won the award for the car category last year. It kind of goes into the history of, you know, the overview of the new Camaro. And it starts off by saying, why the Chevrolet Camaro? And my friend David Shart, general manager of Forgeline Motorsports, said that consumers become frustrated with brands that are not accessory-friendly. He said these days consumers want to differentiate themselves from everyone else. This goes for just about everything from cell phones to clothes and, of course, their vehicles. Then Mike Briggs, an R&D tech for BBK Performance, says the whole industry benefits from new vehicles that the performance-minded public wants to own and can be easily personalized. New vehicles that have a submarket of add-ons will ultimately sell better off the lots, he said. And it's pretty cool. It kind of goes into a little bit more detail on that. But,
you know, this isn't really surprising because the aftermarket was standing, what, like 1,000 people deep waiting for this car to get out so that they could start, you know, customizing it and make accessories and exhaust and just everything.
And
we've
been saying this for a while. We say a lot of things over and over again because we're pretty, I guess our experience dictates that we kind of know what we're talking about a lot of times. We said that the aftermarket was going to be huge for this car. And so far, I don't even think it's gotten its legs yet. I think there's so much more to go.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. Congratulations to the Camaro team for sure that they made it accessory friendly.
Absolutely.
Smooth locks rule.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
That was my first mod.
It's a lot of people's first mod.
Yeah.
It was mine, too. What's next here?
We got a notice here from one of our sponsored Wretched Motorsports.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is cool.
They're doing a charity here. Let me pull up the information. They're doing a charity drive. They're 100% match your donation and up to 5% of your order. To donate more than $1, please select the appropriate quantity when placing your order. This is going to benefit the We Are the Voice Donate Now ASPCA. Okay.
American Association for, I know this too. I'm drawing a blank. Hey, everybody else, check it out.
Yep. I'll post a link to this in the show notes so everybody can check this out.
Yep. The folks at Wretched Motorsports, very, very cool, very good to deal with. I believe they are the number one Petters dealership. Speaking of Petters, I guess they came out with a set of brake lines now for the 2010
really?
Camaro. Yeah, for that covers the basically they're saying these are Petters quality, what you expect from Petters.
Nice.
I'm probably going to get a set.
Nice.
Because Petters, I'm really thrilled with their product so far.
Yeah.
So what else we got cooking here?
Well, we have an email and two voicemails for the week.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So you want to kick off the email?
Sure. Yeah. Let me see here. What do I got here? This comes from our buddy Judd Nissen, Bones3180, and he said, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and are gearing up for an awesome holiday season. Just wanted to drop you a note, let you know that I received my prize from the photo contest yesterday, and I wanted to thank you guys again for getting me involved with the website and the community.
Awesome.
Whether I put it on the car or not, still undecided. I just want to say that I really appreciate it and the hard work you guys do for not much recognition. Well, thanks, Judd, and I'm glad you sort of like your prize.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough to try to match the prizes up with the winners, but we did the best we could. Hey, if it's free, it's good for me. That's what I always say. He continues to say, I'm finally back in Los Angeles after 8 months in New Orleans. I'm closing in on the 1,000-mile mark in my Camaro. Should hit it tomorrow or on my way to work. This is on the 3rd of December. I do have a question for you and or the podcast community if you want to use this. I'm not a gearhead, and this is my first Camaro, so this may be normal, but I feel like when I'm starting to starting up from a dead stop, there's a split second lag, and then it sort of jolts into gear. I've also noticed that there's an odd feel as I'm driving around the 17 to 23 mile per hour area, almost a grinding feel. Ever heard of this problem? I was waiting to hit the 1,000 mile mark before taking this to my dealership, but any advice from you guys is always appreciated. That's all for now, and thanks again. All the best, Judd. Bones 3180.
Thanks for that, Judd. I guess I don't know what he's talking about. Do you know whether he has an automatic or a manual?
That's my first question. I think he does. From the sounds of it, he does, and that's
he has an automatic?
I think so.
Is that going to be the displacement on demand stuff kicking in?
Absolutely. And the grinding, if that is true, the grinding that he's hearing is actually the motorboat exhaust sound.
Oh.
Yeah, so I usually just kind of blip the throttle a little bit and kick it back into 8 cylinders. The AFM is cool and everything for technology and EPA reasons, but I'm getting rid of mine on mine. I got the automatic because I wanted to play with tap shift. I've been through this a billion times.
Yeah.
Let's see here, grinding feel. Here's the thing, though. I wanted to address this. He says, I wanted to wait to the 1,000-mile mark before taking it to my dealership. You pay for the luxury of being able to take it to your dealership at any time. And I'm not you, Judd. I mean anybody who buys a new Camaro. Don't ever hesitate if you think something's wrong with your car. As long as you feel comfortable with your dealership, take it in. Talk to them about it.
Yep.
If they're a good dealership, then you should have no hesitations. And if you do, then find a different dealership.
Right. Yeah.
But if they're a good dealership, they'll take care of you. And they'll take care of you right.
I brought mine into the dealership at I think it was the 750-mile mark to get my first oil change done, too.
Yeah. So, if your car is a manual or you don't agree with our answer.
Yeah, then we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Don't wait till the 1,000-mile mark. Just get it in there. Get in there and say, hey, you know, here's the deal. That's what you pay for. That's why the car costs what it does.
Yep.
So definitely have it checked out.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yep.
We always welcome voicemails, emails, Morse code, smoke signals.
Carrier pigeons.
We always have a customized Jones tofurkey and gravy bottle made and send it to us. And anything you want to talk to, we'd love to hear from you. So here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, are you ready for some voicemails? We got two of them.
Let's hear it.
Hey guys, how you doing? Ricky calling. Just wanted to let you guys know that I was wondering what happened with the aqua color. They had it. I was just going through the Chevrolet website, and the aqua color's gone. See if you guys know anything about that. As far as the one guy talking about the Mustang, I took the Mustang for a test drive, and it was nice. The interior was nice. It was different. Over in Orlando, they had the car show, and they had the Camaro for a test and drive. You can't beat the power, definitely. The engine's totally different, but the interior, I wasn't too sure about it, you know. But definitely the Mustang, I think, has it beat when it comes to the interior. Power, of course not. Would I buy a Pontiac Firebird if I didn't have the Chevrolet Camaro? I think I would. Just give me some info on that.
All right.
Bye.
Well, thanks for that voicemail. That was something we were touching on last week.
Mm-hmm.
We asked people to call in if this current fifth-gen car was not called a Camaro, would you still buy it?
Mm-hmm.
And this person obviously would.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what happened to the Aqua Blue? It got replaced with Synergy Green.
That's right. I guess not a lot of people... wanted the aqua blue, so
it's a tragedy because it was a good looking color. Yeah,
absolutely,
I prefer it over Synergy Green myself. Did he have another question?
Was it? No, I think that was it.
The interior is always
about the Mustang.
Always an issue with people. Some people put more emphasis on the interior than others. Some people buy the car over an interior being good or bad.
Yeah,
definitely polarizing. And we're hearing the same story from a lot of people that the Mustang interior is really good. So hopefully the Camaro team will step up with the interior for the next revision.
Yeah.
Right, right, John? Got it? John,
yeah.
Cheryl? Scott? Yeah, you guys? Micah?
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yep.
Hey, Chris, Jason. I'm the dude 134 from the forums here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I finally saw my first fifth-gen car. I was driving down the street on the way to work. It was a Fiber Gray RSSS. And I must say, they look a lot better in person than they do in the pictures. Anyways, I do have a question for you guys. I know you'll talk so highly of the new fifth-gen, but I was just wondering what you like better about the older Camaros than the fifth-gen. Because I know you say you like a lot of things about the fifth-gen better than the older ones. And anyways, keep up the great work, and...
Okay. They want to know, what we like better on an older Camaro than we do on the fifth gen.
It's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead. What's yours?
Wow. What do I like better? Let's see. I'm only familiar with the fourth gens because those are the only cars I've owned besides my fifth gen. What do I like better? Wow. I got to think about this one. Not the radio. Not the seats. Not the power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What do I like better?
That's a tough one. We have to come back to it.
I might have to.
I can answer the question, though.
Go ahead.
My dad used to have a 1986, 87 IROC Z28. And I love driving that car because of the driver feel. There's something about a third-gen Camaro that the fourth-gen's kind of had... The fifth gens just don't have, and that's the driver seating position where the steering wheel. I liked having the steering wheel bump my knees just about. You know, I like to drive pimping, I guess. I don't know what they call it, but that's one thing that I'll never forget about driving a third gen is that drive, that low slung. If you want to call it 80s mullet, I don't give a crap what they call it. It's a low slung driver feel. I really like that a lot.
Wow.
That's one thing I could come up with. The fourth gen, I just love the fourth gens, but... Man, the fifth gen is just a clear evolution, so it's kind of hard to say what I like about the fourth gen.
T-tops.
Yeah, there you go. Good one. Good one. Good one.
T-tops. There you go.
I like fourth gens. You can. It's been done. Scott Settlemyer himself has a nifty story about how he hauled a completely full-size grandfather clock in a, I believe it was a 35th anniversary Camaro. He says it took a little creativity in moving the seat around, but a grandfather freaking clock in a Camaro.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do that now.
Yeah.
So that's a good question.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
Question. Well, I guess we got to give away a prize.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Jeez, I thought I had it here, but I didn't.
Okay.
I'm in the
prize vault here, and
I'm back out. I close the vault. So, the door got stuck. I need some WD-40. So anyway, I got a prize here.
Okay.
I got, who are we going to give it to?
I don't know. We got two to choose from here.
What the hell? It's the holidays. I'll give it to them both.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess, you know, a little bit left. So Ricky and, was our first caller. Yeah. And then our other caller, the recent one here that really got us thinking. Please email us, webmasters@camaroz28.com, with your mailing address and your username on the board. And we'll get you out a couple of little goodies here.
Yeah.
Don't have too many prizes left, but we're wrapping this up at the end of the year. So get your voicemails in, because that's what will win you a prize.
That's right.
God, I'm still tasting tofurkey.
Yeah, you burping it up or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I'm trying not to. Sorry. Oof. Sorry, everybody. So... speaking of prizes,
yeah.
We partner with CamaroCollection.com, and we've been giving away one of their prizes
every month.
Every month, in addition to the other three prizes, one per week that we're giving away. Along with that, they've also issued some really cool coupon codes. So when you shop online at CamaroCollection.com, if you enter this coupon code that I'm about to give you, you will get a discount.
Yep. Every month we do this.
They keep adding to their selection.
Oh, I know.
They
got this really sweet leather jacket.
God,
in there
is that
now.
Cool? And it's a Columbia, which is I'm a fan of Columbia clothing because they never let me down. So anyway, go shopping at CamaroCollection.com. Add a bunch of crap to your cart that you want, and then enter this coupon code Z28 ho ho ho, and there is no E in there. We're talking Santa Claus in December.
Z28 ho ho ho. And instantly save some money off your entire order at CamaroCollection.com.
Right on. We got a really cool prize from CamaroCollection.com to give away at the end of this year.
Yeah.
So this coupon code is only good for 3 days, from the 7th to the 10th.
Okay.
So
hurry up and go buy a lot of stuff.
Go.
You can use it as many times as you want.
Turkey. God. Tofurkey.
Yeah.
We'll drink the rest of it if it's so good.
Yeah. Hook me up.
Here you go. No. It doesn't sound so fun anymore now, does it? This is part of our holiday glee, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, speaking of holiday glee, I got to get the decorations up on the website.
Yeah, the holiday decorations and the lights and the snowflakes and stuff like that.
They weren't lights, they were just snowflakes.
Oh, okay.
Good enough.
Yeah.
It's winter. It's not even holiday. It's just winter.
Just winter.
I guess I have a little rant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It seems like I've been
Should I sit back and just listen?
I don't know. just put your input where you feel is necessary. Chris, you and I have come under fire for not giving out cool enough prizes.
Whatever.
I've come under fire for not disclosing whether or not my Camaro was given to me for free. Because, whatever. Now, another guy who's doing something I think is cool. Man, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know, I mean, this kind of comes down to opinion. One of our longtime members wanted to honor, I believe, his brother-in-law, who was serving over in the Middle East. The guy always wanted to have a first-gen Camaro. So he decided to take it upon himself to find a first-gen Camaro that needed some work and try to find a way to complete it and make it cool for him so he could present it to his brother-in-law, I think it was his brother-in-law, when he got home from serving. So he did what a lot of people do. He solicited some companies, say, look, I'm trying to build this project. Can you help me out? And so a lot of companies did. A lot of companies. He was asking for donations from people, and he was kind of giving credit, you know, special thanks to these individuals. Set up a website. You know, I mean, he really took it upon himself, and I think it's pretty cool that he did it to give to his brother-in-law, a Camaro. And now he's under fire for scamming people.
Scamming people?
Well, that's the word.
Has this been proven?
Well, no. In fact...
So people are just assuming that he's just, you know, building this car for himself or something and just...
Well, I mean, his website, he started a website for it, and you can go to it, patriotdream.org.
Okay.
You know, and it's got the list of the sponsors that helped him out. So, obviously, the sponsors are getting something in return, you know, and it's, you know, small shops all the way up to Harlan Sharp and Edelbrock and Autometer, you know. I mean, these are big companies that they get hit every day by hundreds of people wanting free stuff.
Right.
Obviously, they think it's worthwhile to donate to this. But the problem is that people are saying that, well, you know, why should this one soldier be deserving? What about all the other soldiers? Are you kidding me? So that means you can't donate to your local food bank without feeding the rest of the world, because that would be unfair.
Apparently.
I don't know what's going on with people, but if people need to get their crap in gear. I mean, the guy wants to do something nice for his brother-in-law, and he couldn't do it on his own, so he asked for a little help, and he wanted to give something in return for that help by making it, you know, publicizing it, and now he's saying that he's doing something wrong? Come on. People can't do something nice for somebody else without being considered selfish? Yeah. When did this happen? So I say, bang on, brother. PatriotDream.org. You know,
right.
I mean, if you're a shop out there that's listening to this podcast and you got some spare parts laying around, you can help finish this Camaro for this guy. So be it. I see a lot of people saying that he should have donated the car to, like, Barrett Jackson, where 100% of the proceeds go to the USO. But I didn't see the people that made that suggestion offering their car up.
Right.
So who's the selfish one now? It's your idea? Step up. That's what I say. I do that with mine, but hell, mine's not even paid off yet. Because GM didn't give it to me for free. I'm out. Mm-hmm. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice rant.
Yeah, thank you. I feel better. Now let's get back to the holiday glee.
Holiday glee.
Casey Jones. Our buddy Casey Jones.
He's got another video coming out.
I like this one.
Yeah, we were there in SEMA with him while he was filming. So his new video is going to be on SEMA. The trailer is out now.
I believe so, yeah.
And I think the full video is going to be released on December 14th.
I think you are correct.
So, check it out.
There's gratuitous chicks in this.
Oh, yeah.
It's tasteful, but it's still gratuitous.
Yes.
There's some dude with a funny haircut showing off his Camaro in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He stuttered a couple of times. He has no voice whatsoever public speaking.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There's Vic Edelbrock is in it. John Fitzpatrick's in it.
Yeah.
It's a cool video. We've seen a rough cut of it, and it's really cool. Casey does really good. So, Chris, you're going to post a link in the show notes.
Absolutely.
And it'll be out soon. Yeah. Can't wait. And speaking of videos, I threw a video of my Borla exhaust up on my car project website myself at phantomss.com.
Cool.
A lot of people want to know a little bit more what the exhaust sounded like, so I got some pretty decent audio of it. So check out the video there.
Okay.
And I think that's going to do it. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it for this week's show.
Well, if we forgot anything, you guys know how to call in and let us know. And, gosh, next week is 12th, 13th, 14th.
Something like that.
So, wow, yeah.
It's just flying by here.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about some holiday glee and maybe bring on them Christmas dogs soon.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
If not, stay tuned.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.